WSW in your morning team show. It's 7:40 online and on air. We are with WSGW.com with 100.5 and 790. Alexa and Siri going to help you find WSGW. Charlie and Dave in studio. Pat Johnston in the Alma Bureau this morning. And we thought we'd have a little entertainment fun for you this morning. Got several stories of entertainment. Some very light and fun. Others having to deal with what's going on with COVID-19. Very recognizable. I'm sure that many hear the Price is Right theme playing in the background. We have received communication from the Price is Right folks that today, Friday, May 1st, on the Price is Right, Linwood resident Brandon Little will be on the game show.
He's going to get the call. Come on down.
Eh? That's right. You're the next contestant on the Price is Right. So, yeah, check it out on your local TV.
Set on about 11 o'clock in the morning, something like that.
11 o'clock when it airs. And cheer on Brandon Little of Linwood and see if he can correctly guess or get as close as possible to the price of whatever item's up, and then perhaps have a chance to get on stage, and who knows, maybe make even the showcase showdown.
I wonder what get-up or costume or what he did that caught their attention to have him make him a contestant.
Yeah, I don't...
People usually do something a little out of the ordinary to get down there.
I haven't watched The Price is Right in a long time, I got to tell you, so I don't know what they're doing these days to get on the program. Well, whatever. Brandon's going to be there 11 o'clock this morning, so good luck to Brandon Little from Linwood. And we hope it's a successful. Well, it's already successful. For goodness sakes, you were there, and then you're on the show, so that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Tonight, starting at 8 o'clock, I want to make sure I have that right, because I've got several different stories on this, and one of them lists the time. Yeah, this one lists the time. A 24-hour event beginning tonight to be live-streamed on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. It is something called Call to Unite. More than 200 stars and celebrities over a 24-hour period will feature performances and discussions about the challenges of what's happening with the pandemic. And among those taking part are names like Oprah Winfrey, Julia Roberts, President George W. Bush, Josh Groban, Alanis Morissette, Leanne Rimes, Amy Grant, BB and CC Winans, Darlene Love, Peter Yarrow, Jewel, and on and on and on and on. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
This is a collaboration, again, it's called Call to Unite, of leaders led by Tim Shriver, who's the head of Special Olympics. So tonight at 8 o'clock, if you want to discover Call to Unite, live streamed on the site unite.us, as well as Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. So that's something else that you can enjoy. Starting today and going through next Friday, May 8th, Sotheby's is headlining an online auction to benefit the International Rescue Committee and efforts to combat COVID-19 worldwide. And a bunch of celebrities and stars and such are auctioning off different opportunities and things, such as this one. Here's one that's featured. Sting, you know, the international recording star?
Yeah.
Apparently is auctioning off an offer to record a song with you.
Oh,
wow.
Really?
I don't know if that would cost you, but...
I don't know, but he does know what he's letting himself in for if he got the wrong person, like us.
Man, yeah, that's... Well, you see, that's where... Sting, you take the lead. I'll do the background vocals.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Very quiet background vocals.
Da-dum, da-dum, da-dum.
Yeah, exactly right. Boy, wouldn't that be something? Well, if you want to check it out, Sotheby's online auction starting today, going through next Friday. Another... opportunity in the world of entertainment. And I've got one more. And I got a couple of different versions of this story as well. So let me make sure I've got all the information that's available here. Hang on one second. This has to do with, and, you know, another one of those things that, wow, here it is May. And we know at the end of May, Memorial Day weekend will be taking place with Memorial Day observed. I won't get into that right now.
Yeah, then how it will be reserved.
And that's unfortunate. There are certainly a lot of ceremonies and opportunities that will not be able to be taking place due to gathering restrictions. Well, you know, then again, that's the end of May.
Yeah, but the governor said it goes through May 28th. I'm sorry, you're right. Memorial is observed on the 26th, I think.
Whatever that last Monday in May is the 26th. Yeah, I had to look.
25th, May 25th.
Is that what it is? Okay. Ceremonies will still be able to go on in a variety of ways, and honorings we'll be able to do. We certainly don't want what's going on now, as much as we're honoring heroes and recognizing those. Let's remember that's what Memorial Day is all about. And one of the things that I always enjoy, and I always encourage you to do, is to partake in the annual National Memorial Day concert that happens on the Mall in Washington, D.C. And news is out that that show is going to go on, but of course it's going to go on differently. So what's going to take place is a virtual version of the National Memorial Day concert. It'll feature names like Trace Adkins, Renee Fleming, Sam Elliott, Lawrence Fishburne, General Colin Powell, your usual hosts that have been hosting for many years, Joe Mantegna and Gary Sinise. It's going to be May 24th, by the way. That's when it actually takes place. It'll be on PBS, but again, it's going to be virtual. There will be some songs recorded remotely. In other cases, some songs will be done on the Capitol grounds, still making sure that it's done in a proper fashion, but wanting to have a chance to have songs recorded there. Special messages from Jennifer Garner, from Lisa Kudrow, Dule Hill, Gwyneth Paltrow, all part of the event. So that's on May 24th, 8 o'clock till 9:30, an hour and a half, that National Memorial Day concert, which is usually live, still will be available in a virtual way. So that's another way that something that is not going to happen, because it gets thousands and thousands of people gathered there, but it's going to be done in a different way.